Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Arizona, the fourth state to bring a fake electors case, indicting 11 Republicans who submitted a document to Congress falsely claiming Donald Trump won the state in 2020.
There was a real effort, documents, paperwork, lobbying that was done to really build this alternate slate of electors, to say outright that in these people's opinion, Joe Biden did not legitimately win the 2020 race. In their eyes, it was Donald Trump, and clearly they would do anything possible, even lie, even allegedly commit a crime to make that happen.
ABC's John Santucci. Longtime Democratic Representative Donald Payne Jr. of New Jersey died Wednesday after a heart attack that had left him hospitalized. Payne was 65 years old. Her relatives say 74-year-old Ann Mayers, charged in an armed robbery at a credit union in Southwest Ohio last week, is the victim of an online scam and may have been trying to solve her financial problems. This is ABC News. Retirement? That's something mom and dad did.
About a quarter of respondents age 50 and older to an AARP survey who are still working say they don't plan to ever quit. Some say they enjoy their jobs and they see no reason to leave them. But almost three quarters of respondents say they're worried about prices rising faster than their income.
ABC's Daria Albinger. A major group representing business interests isn't going to let the government end non-compete clauses, not without a fight. Here's ABC's Brian Clark.
The U.S. Chamber of Commerce has sued the Federal Trade Commission in federal court in Texas, saying the FTC's new ban on non-compete employment agreements is far too significant to be decided by one agency. This should be a question for Congress. The Federal Trade Commission says the clauses that prevent workers from joining another company or working in a certain proximity for a period of time stifle economic growth and drive down wages. Brian Clark, ABC News.
And I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Are you making plans to honor Mother Earth? April 22nd is Earth Day, and it's a Wisconsin idea. Our Senator Gaylord Nelson created the day in 1970. It was his way of pushing environmental issues onto the national agenda. And many demonstrated in support. It worked. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency formed by December of that year. And today, Nelson's daughter, Tia, continues her dad's efforts. The Earth Day theme this year focuses on the use of plastics. It includes a reminder of the goal for a 60% reduction in the production of plastics by 2040. If you want to find a cleanup or education event to help during Earth Day week or anytime, check earthday.org. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The University of Wisconsin's flagship campus in Madison is slipping in the global and national rankings. The Wall Street Journal ranks it 79th. Internationally, UW-Madison has fallen to as low as 102nd in one ranking. Authors of the UW's internal studies say the UW-Madison gets fewer federal research grants. People who need a few hundred bucks in a hurry can take out loans on smartphone apps, but consumer advocates warn of steep hidden costs. Lucia Constantine is with the Center for Responsible Lending.
They are trapping consumers in a cycle of borrowing that is similar to that of a payday loan.
A bipartisan bill to curb predatory lending in Wisconsin stalled in the last session of the state legislature. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers with a win in Pittsburgh.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers held on to a 3-2 win over the Pirates. Pittsburgh walked in a couple of Brewer batters in the third. Milwaukee very shorthanded for pitchers. Bryce Wilson got his second chance at starting a game. Manager Pat Murphy.
I'm finding that out right now. I'm finding out I like him as a starter. I think he can do it. And I think he's getting started at it, you know. And I think he's very, very capable.
NBA, it's the Bucks and the Pacers tomorrow afternoon in Game 3 of their best-of-seven series. Chris Middleton says he's all right after missing part of the first half of the last game, getting a sore ankle retaped. College hoops, more players entering the transfer portal for more NIL cash. Greg Gard last night in Madison asked about A.J. Storr and Chucky Hepburn leaving the program.
I'm not mad at anybody because, or specifically Chucky and AJ, if anybody in their right mind told any of you guys or gals that you could go triple your income, you'd do it in a heartbeat.
That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see some scattered clouds in the overnight with temperatures dropping to the mid-30s, a light southeast wind. On Thursday, sunshine returning with highs reaching the lower 60s. Late Thursday night into Friday, we'll see some showers, even some rumbles. Right now, it's 45 degrees.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in. Presidential immunity and the David Pecker for the prosecution. Trump's got trials all around town. Devil's Advocates.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. I mentioned at the very beginning of the show two hours ago that I had spent the previous hour listening to the Supreme Court hearing, the oral arguments in this case about the Idaho strict abortion law coming into conflict with the federal law that goes back to the 1980s that says that if a hospital wants to continue getting Medicare and Medicaid funds, they must have an emergency room that provides emergency services to everybody. And according to the Biden administration, that includes providing abortion services to women whose health might be injured by continuing with a pregnancy, which is something that hospitals in red states are just unwilling to do, and Catholic hospitals everywhere are unwilling to do. And so now it's starting to look like at least a handful of the conservatives on the court, the Republicans on the court, are inclined to overthrow EMTALA, to overthrow this law that says that, you know, if you go to a hospital emergency room, they have to see you, rather than saying, well, maybe they should, you know, provide an abortion if it's an emergency and you know, mom's life is in danger, or even if her health is in danger, maybe they should provide an abortion. I don't think that any of these Catholics on the court, frankly, are going to go down that road, but we'll see. But this is, you know, the other thing that's interesting is there was a poll that was published this morning over on Raw Story. 97% of Americans have no idea that this case is even being heard. I mean, it got very little coverage on the news media this morning. It was mentioned in passing, which led me to go listen to it. And I think it could be a big deal. I mean, this could alter the way that emergency medicine is done in the United States. It could also alter, I mean, they could decide to rule that a bill that, the EMTALA bill, the legislation that funds, it's essentially a funding bill. It provides money for Medicare and Medicaid and basically says if you don't provide the kind of services, if you don't provide the emergency services that we're talking about here, you're going to lose that revenue, that Medicare and Medicaid money. And Clarence Thomas and Sam Alito were both saying, hey, you know, this is a funding bill. What is it? Why does it have criminal provisions, essentially? It should not. So this is going to get interesting. And I have a feeling that, Idaho is having a crisis right now. About a quarter of all of their obgyns have left the state just because it's so dangerous to practice obstetrics now in Idaho. It's so dangerous to be a pregnant woman now in Idaho, and not just Idaho, in Idaho and 14 other Republican-controlled states that, you know, basically have total bans on abortion and then, you know, another 15 or so that have, you know, significant partial bans on abortion. Texas also sued the Biden administration, saying that it's using the EMTALA laws and that the federal government is using the EMTALA law, as an end run. This is the Emergency Medical Treatment and Labor Act is what EMTALA stands for. That they're using this as an end run around the state abortion laws. And in fact, you know, that's essentially what the federal government, what the Solicitor General was arguing this morning, was that the Supremacy Clause of the United States Constitution says that federal law is always supreme relative to state or local law. And so if federal law says that you've got to serve a person who shows up in an emergency room, you've got to give them emergency care, even if that means an abortion to protect their health. And this is a big distinction. The Idaho law says you may only provide an abortion to protect the life of the mother. The federal law says you may provide an abortion to protect the health of the mother. And so the debate that they had in the Supreme Court this morning was, you know, does the federal government even have the authority to say that, number one? Number two, is the health of the mother just too broad a thing where any woman could just say, well, I think my health is going to be impaired, get rid of this thing? You know, which was kind of Sam Alito's position. I thought it was interesting that Amy Coney Barrett seemed to be amplifying a line of questioning from Sonia Sotomayor. But, you know, again, women have an understanding of abortion that probably is something that Sam Alito and Clarence Thomas and John Roberts will never fathom, or Brett Kavanaugh or Neil Gorsuch, for that matter. I heard all of them weighing in. So keep an eye on this thing. This little case that got virtually no attention this morning could be huge. And, you know, we'll probably find out at the end of the summer when you know, these decisions come down. So stay tuned, as the old saying goes. Meanwhile, the share prices for Tesla are tanking. The Critical Mind writing a piece over on Daily Kos titled, Is Tesla Going the Way of Pan Am? You know, Pan American Airways, of course, was started in 1927 by a couple of Army Air Corps majors, Hap Arnold and Carl Spatz. And, you know, they were just flying people back and forth between Key West and Havana, but they came up with this really impressive name, right? Pan American Airways. And, you know, it grew. And they bought the first 747, and Pan Am was a big deal. I used to love flying Pan Am back when, in the 80s, when we owned a travel agency. They went out of business in 1991. So anyhow, the reason that this person is comparing Pan Am to Tesla is, on November 5th, the NASDAQ composite was 15,900, and Tesla's stock was trading at 400. Today, the NASDAQ is down 2% from that peak, but Tesla is down 64%. Yeah. In 2023, last year, they were the number one seller of electric vehicles nationwide and worldwide. In 2024, China's BYD, a company that is selling $5,000 electric cars in Europe, in Asia, and in China, they are not selling them in the United States yet. But they have become the largest electric vehicle manufacturer in the world, with huge subsidies from the Chinese government. So now, as they note, there's these two Chinese electric vehicle behemoths. There's four Chinese companies. There's two American companies, Tesla being the leader. Three German companies and two South Korean companies rounding out the top 10. And even Rolls-Royce got into the act. They're saying that by 2035, or by 2030, 100% of the cars that they make are going to be electric powered. So Tesla yesterday reported a 9% decline in their 2024 first quarter earnings, which is the first quarterly fall since 2012. Their net income dropped 55% from $2.5 billion a year ago to $1.13 billion right now. And they're planning on laying off people. Tesla said, this is from Reuters, Tesla said it will lay off 6,020 employees in Texas and California. And last week, they announced a more than 10% cut in their global workforce. So what's going on with this? I mean, part of this, well, plus they had bad luck with the Cybertrucks. They've sold 4,000 of them. They had to recall all of them because the accelerator puddle can get stuck and cause problems. And that's, you know, kind of sloppy engineering for a car that sells for $100,000 or a truck. But and its self-driving technology is widely seen as not quite ready for prime time, shall we say. But I think that the biggest issue for Tesla, you know, and I see a lot of Teslas around here in Portland. I don't know if you're seeing them. I mean, they've sold a boatload of cars, right? One of my neighbors, in fact, just bought a Tesla. But I think that what's happened is that Elon Musk, I mean, it's the same thing he's doing to Twitter, now X, is, you know, by going hardcore right-wing conspiracy nut ism, you know, embracing fascists and Nazis, I think he's lost his market. I mean, it used to be lefties bought Teslas because, hey, it was the first mass market electric vehicle that it was really cool and, you know, everybody wanted to have one and half the people in Hollywood have them. Well, now, you know, they've got some serious competition. I mean, there's an all-electric Volvo, there's an all-electric Mercedes, there's an all-electric Rolls-Royce, there's an all-electric, I mean, you know, fill in the blank. I've got an all-electric Hyundai, you know, which is, you know, kind of the middle-class version of these cars, but still, they're well-priced, they're solid, they're reliable, they cost half of what it costs to drive a gasoline vehicle. Good stuff. Good stuff. So why is Tesla going down in flames? Like I said, I think it's Elon Musk. What do you think? I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break. We've talked about a lot of topics today. There's a lot to talk about, actually. So what's on your mind? I'll pick up your calls right after this. It's 16 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with you. Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Telly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-flavored dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
It's a polka party, and for good reason. 30 years ago, legislation making the polka our state dance became official in Pulaski.
I think everybody in Pulaski showed up in Zielinski Hall or on the streets because it was a polka day celebration.
That's then-Governor Tommy Thompson who signed the legislation in April 1994. But do you know who got the barrel rolling on the idea in the first place? The Wisconsin Polka Boosters, a class of second graders, or the State Folk Museum? The answer coming up.
It's tradition, it's culture, it's food, it's beer, you know, heritage.
Heritage back to the 1840s when the polka became popular with Europeans and came to America with them. So who started the Make Polka Our State Dance movement? A class of Madison second graders, but the Boosters and Folk Museum supported those efforts. It's a cultural slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious, world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. My experience with Superbeats Healthy Heart Chews is that they're powerful for high blood pressure, or healthy blood pressure. They feature grapeseed extract, beetroot powder, and CoQ10. I feel like I'm doing something very good for my blood pressure and my heart health every day when I take them. Plus, with no pills to swallow, they taste wonderful. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the grapeseed extract in Superbeets is clinically shown to be more than 2 times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. The new Superbeets Heart Chews Advanced supports healthy CoQ10 levels, too, an important nutrient for heart health. Find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on all bundles of new Superbeets Health Heart Chews Advanced and save 15%. By going to GetSuperBeets.com and using the code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's GetSuperBeets, B-E-E-T-S.com. And use that code TOM to get a free 30-day supply on bundles of new SuperBeets Heart Chews Advance, plus 15% off. GetSuperBeets.com, code TOM. 22 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Dave in Culpeper, Virginia. Hey, Dave, what's up?
Yes, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. My wife and I are regular listeners to your program, and we appreciate the work you do very much.
Thank you, Dave.
My call today is prompted by something that you mentioned on your show yesterday. It seems to me, in all likelihood, that the current hush money trial is the only trial that Donald Trump is facing that probably could be concluded prior to the election.
Right.
But yesterday, you mentioned that someone actually seated on the jury panel has said that they have read all of Trump's books and that their main source of news is Truth Social.
That's correct.
And I've looked everywhere to try to find that. I cannot find it anywhere, but that is very disheartening to me.
Yeah.
That someone on either side, that extreme, could be seated on that jury.
Yeah, hang on just a second. Let me see if I can just find it. Yeah, here we go. No, actually not. Jurors, who's on the Trump's jury? Here's what we know. Yeah, here we go. Juror number two is a married man who works in investment banking, has an MBA in finance. He describes himself as somebody who reads basically everything and said he doesn't hold any strong beliefs, but he does follow the news and sees Trump's Truth Social posts. He told the court he does not read any of Trump's books, but he's seen quotes from Art of the Deal. Okay, that's not the guy I was referring to. Let's see. Let's see if there's another social. Not on social media. Huh. Well, maybe they got that guy off the juror then.
Well, I would certainly hope so.
Because I'm looking at the list here.
Okay.
And I'm not seeing that any longer. I'm wondering if that's one of the two people that they got bounced off, or.
Well, it's just hard to imagine that they would seat anyone, given the judge's authority, that would be extremely on either side of the issue.
Right.
Well, it's going to be hard. It's going to be very difficult to seat a jury with all the exposure in the news and all of the bombardment in the media. Yeah. But it is concerning that this probably, and I would like your opinion on this too. Do you feel that this is probably the only case that might reach a verdict prior to the election?
I think that's very likely. Yeah, I absolutely do.
And it would not be a good thing if he achieves the hung jury here.
Yeah. You know, if the hung jury is 50-50, then that's the end of the case. If it's a hung jury because one guy decided to mess with it, then the state can simply bring the case again. They can re-prosecute Trump. So,
but do you feel they could do that in time prior to the election still, where they could get possibly a verdict?
Don't know. Hang on just a second. There's one more. Yeah, okay. Yeah, juror number two, he says he follows Trump and Michael Cohen on Truth Social. That's the only one that I've got right now. And he replaced the juror number two who resigned. So maybe I was wrong. I'm not seeing it. I'm not seeing anybody else who says that they follow Trump on True Social. Let's see about.
Well, I'm thinking that I heard it correctly. Now, you know, I could have misheard it, but I'm thinking that I heard it correctly that you reported. But once again, we'd like to say we really appreciate the work that you do, and hope that you continue long into the future.
Well, thank you, Dave. And if I was wrong on that, my apologies. That's a pretty big error. I remember quite clearly when that was first reported, but that was like a week ago, and I might have misunderstood, or like I said, it might have been somebody who was on the jury and is no longer on the jury.
And I could have misheard, but I thought I, because it shocked me when I heard that.
Yeah, well, and, it shocked me too.
So hopefully this thing will play out as it should, and justice will be served. But once again, thanks for taking my call, Tom, and keep up the good work.
Thank you, Dave. I appreciate the call, and thanks for the fact check. I do want the show to be accurate. And, it's interesting. I mean, in the E. Jean Carroll case, in I believe it was the second one, it might have been the first one, there was somebody on the juror who also followed Trump. And yet that person was, impartial. They were able to say, okay, here's the law. This is what happened. He broke the law. Yes, he did rape her. Yes, he does owe her $85 million. So, I think that the same thing might happen here.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
The big question is, what will the penalty be? Right? Is Trump going to get jail time, or is he going to just, pay a $5,000 fine and walk?
Watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. That's 800-421-9901.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Arizona, the fourth state to bring a fake electors case, indicting 11 Republicans who submitted a document to Congress falsely claiming Donald Trump won the state in 2020.
There was a real effort, documents, paperwork, lobbying that was done to really build this alternate slate of electors, to say outright that in these people's opinion, Joe Biden did not legitimately win the 2020 race. In their eyes, it was Donald Trump, and clearly they would do anything possible, even lie, even allegedly commit a crime to make that happen.
ABC's John Santucci. Longtime Democratic Representative Donald Payne Jr. of New Jersey died Wednesday after a heart attack that had left him hospitalized. Payne was 65 years old. Her relatives say 74-year-old Ann Mayers, charged in an armed robbery at a credit union in Southwest Ohio last week, is the victim of an online scam and may have been trying to solve her financial problems. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin schools are turning to restraints and seclusion for discipline less often. The Department of Public Instruction says cases were down about 8% last school year. Tim Pirenboom is a DPI psychologist.
It's only supposed to be used as a last resort when the student's behavior presents a clear, present, imminent risk to physical safety.
The report says most schools reported zero cases last school year. High school athletes in Wisconsin will not get name, image, and likeness opportunities this year. A proposed amendment to the WIAA Constitution failed at a meeting of the governing body Wednesday. Executive Director Stephanie Hauser predicts the discussion is just starting. 31 states allow NIL deals for high schoolers, including Minnesota and Illinois. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Pete with the 60-second showbiz beat. The late Sam Kinison was known for outlandish behavior and pushing boundaries on stage and off. A new book about the show Married with Children reveals that Kinison actually auditioned for the part of Al Bundy. According to the book, during a season 4 guest starring role, Kinison mooned the entire cast and crew, then apologized by taking everyone out to dinner at an expensive LA restaurant. Later in the week, to make up for the fact that he was late to the set, he hired strippers to serve lunch. Kinison also apparently flashed a gun at one of the show's producers who showed up at Kinison's house, suspecting his girlfriend, who is also a friend of Kinison's, was there. In addition to Kinison's antics, the book also talks about how the series' regulars were all hesitant to be cast on Fox TV's first show. The book is called Married with Children Versus the World, the inside story of the shock-com that launched Fox and changed TV comedy forever. Don't worry, the book is a faster read than its title. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see some scattered clouds in the overnight with temperatures dropping to the mid-30s, a light southeast wind. On Thursday, sunshine returning with highs reaching the lower 60s. Late Thursday night into Friday, we'll see some showers, even some rumbles. Currently 44 degrees.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SavedByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny.
I wonder what Matt Damon's mom would say when it comes to teaching science to little kids.
Wait, what? You want to know what my mom would say? All right, well, just ask her.
And there she is, Dr. Nancy Carlson Page. Welcome to Busted Pencils. Nancy, how are you?
Hey, I'm great. It's great to see you. It's great to be here.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
Thursday morning, we'll go in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar for one of my favorite segments of the week. You won't want to miss it.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
Removed, and the appellate courts have to take over. That also applies to corrupt Judge Engoron, who knew I did nothing wrong and still fraudulently fined me $500 million while having no knowledge of valuation, finance, or in any way what he was doing. Same with Judge Kaplan, who allowed a woman, for God's sake, who I have never met, celebrity photo line does not count, and know nothing about, to get a lawless judgment of $90 million. New York justice is in shambles, and only the appellate courts can save it. Yeah, poor Donald. Poor Donald. Somebody give him a hug. Oh, Stormy. Yeah, okay. I don't think you want to. All right, let's pick up your calls here. James in Montgomery, Alabama. Hey, James, what's up?
Hi, Tom. I find myself in a rare position that I'm disagreeing with your position on Gaza. I mean, obviously the high moral ground and the high principles are you want to stop the killing, but, I mean, these are people that are embedding themselves. They know exactly what they're doing. They've engineered it all, and the precarious situation of the continued existence of the Israeli nation, this is no easy, it's a real conundrum. There's no easy solution to this.
Yes and no. I mean, you know, yes, for over a decade, Netanyahu had been supporting Hamas because he was trying to play Hamas off against the Palestinian Authority. And you know
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
And he was heavily funding that.
Absolutely.
And Netanyahu was also warned that this was coming from Russia and from the intelligence services of other countries and failed to even post guard. You know, I mean, he just a massive failure here. So, number one. Number two, yes, you know, what Hamas did was horrible. It was reprehensible. And yes, you want to take out Hamas. But, you know, look at what happened in 1972 when there was a slaughter of Israelis at the Berlin Olympics. It took Israel, what, six years?
Munich.
Or Munich, yeah, thank you. It took them, what, 6 years, maybe 7 years to track down all the people who were involved with that? But they did. They tracked every single one of them down, and they either killed them or imprisoned them, every one of them. They could have done that with Hamas. They could have done it in a careful and methodical fashion. That is what Joe Biden did. Joe Biden went over there and said, don't make the same mistake George Bush made. We got hit on 9/11 by Osama bin Laden. The president, Mullah Omar, the guy who ran Afghanistan, offered to arrest bin Laden and turn him over to a third country for trial. George W. Bush said, no, I want to have a war, because he had already told his biographer in 1999 that if he got elected president, he was going to have a war with Iraq because it would help him get reelected in 2004. He was right. And Netanyahu did essentially the same thing. He said, screw you, Joe Biden. I'm going to have myself a war. And he started dropping 2,000-pound stupid, you know, not literally stupid, dumb bombs, bombs on one of the most densely populated areas with civilians on Earth. I get it that Hamas was hiding behind these people. But, you can't tell me, James, that if Netanyahu had sat down with the Saudis, with the Emiratis, with the Jordanians and the Egyptians and said, okay, collectively, and the United States, collectively, let's put together a force that will go in on the ground, step by step, into Gaza. We're going to take out Hamas. We're not going to kill civilians. We're not going to bomb the crap out of this place. That they couldn't have pulled that off.
Have you heard some of the rhetoric that's being chanted on American streets?
Yeah, I have. Some of it's really disgusting.
Wiping out,
I'm not associating myself with that at all. That is what happens. I mean, it's just like the rhetoric that came against the United States when we started dropping dumb bombs on Baghdad. You know, people were like, hey, you're killing innocent people. Why are you doing this? Well, of course you're going to get
blowback. And I was among them. I was among them. They had nothing to do with the World Trade Center or the Pentagon.
Exactly.
But I would also say, there is just no easy answer to this, but they cannot tolerate. And did you – I know it was a law that if a Palestinian sells property to a Jewish person, that's the death penalty to the Palestinian.
So that tells me I know nothing about that, James. And again,
research it.
You say Palestinian, and there's a lot of different definitions for that word too. Are you talking about people in Gaza? Are you people talking about Hamas? Are you talking about the Palestinian Authority? Are you talking about the Palestinians who are full Israeli citizens? You know, 20% of Israel is Palestinians, citizens of Israel who are voting and, you know, hold positions in the government.
The
they hold
Bank.
Positions in the Knesset.
The West Bank government.
Okay,
the
West Bank government is the Palestinian Authority, which has been, run by a bunch of incompetent geriatrics for a long, long time. In large part because every effort to try to turn them into a reasonable political force has been fought by Netanyahu and people aligned with him.
Well, I mean, everything you said is factual. It can't be denied. However, the fact that there is a huge amount of people there who believe that every Jewish person should be killed, I mean, it's very, very terrible that they're hiding behind.
So what? Should we just kill them all?
Children?
Should we kill them all? Just kill 2 million people.
What are? I think you could. They've got to be moved away. But who? How's that going to be accomplished?
Moved away? They're sitting on their own land.
Well, look what they did with it. But anyway, yeah. There's no easy solution.
Look at what they did with Netanyahu's money. You're right, James. There is no easy answer, but bombing innocent civilians is not an answer. And if Netanyahu's
going to
double down on this, I think it's going to work to his disadvantage, and it's hurting Israel. It's hurting Jews all over the world too.
It absolutely has. And when they got a little high ground from the attack from Iran, I mean, they just had to have the last word. But thank God the Iranians haven't followed.
I think what's happened there is, the two sides have done their chest beating, and now they're done with it. Hopefully, James, I got to move along, but thank you for the call and for a rational conversation on what's often an irrational topic. Thank you. Vince in Pomeroy, Iowa. Hey, Vince, what's on your mind today?
Well, speaking of Supreme Court judgments, I think it's time for the goose to meet the gander. They ruled that an organizer could be responsible if any participant injured anybody. I think this is news to Donald Trump. Didn't he organize something January 7th?
Yeah, he did. January 6th, or 5th. January 6th.
Okay, January 6th. That goes for Jenny Thomas and everybody else who organized the event.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting. Was that the ruling or was that the argument before the Supreme Court? My recollection is that was the argument, not the ruling.
Oh, I haven't read the ruling.
Yeah. I'll have to double check it. Vince, thanks for the call. That's fascinating. Carl in Blacksburg, Virginia. Hey, Carl, what's up?
Hello. I'm calling about the period between Election Day 2020 and January 6, 2021.
Yeah.
And I think we're all aware that there was just a tremendous amount of propaganda coming out of the Trump campaign about stolen election and all this business. And it was very effective in some ways. A large percentage of the American population was convinced that that falsity was reality.
70% are Republicans right now.
Yeah. And my question has been, to what extent were the Russians and our other foreign adversaries participating in that propaganda, as it's known they were doing before the election for the purpose of, creating divisions in the American population, tilting the tape, table towards Trump? I mean, that's exactly what was happening after the election, but have not seen anything about whether or not the Russians or other foreign adversaries were participating in that.
There have been several recent articles about this. We know that not only is Russia throwing millions of dollars into fielding English-speaking trolls and bots to support, basically tearing America apart. not only is that happening, but China's doing it as well. I mean, the New York Times broke that story just, 2 weeks ago, as I recall. The China is actually, has a social media strategy to also try to tear America apart. And they're making things, they're pitting people against each other, basically. They're trying to stir up racial hatred and tension. They're trying to stir up religious hatred and tension. They're trying to stir up political hatred and tension. And it's working. It's working. I mean, both these countries have a very substantial presence out there. Carl, thanks for the call. We'll be right back. It's, 45 minutes past the hour. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's the Tom Hartman Program. Talk media for the sane among us. Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Telly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-flavored dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute with a couple quick thoughts about boosting your credit score. The most important thing you can do is paying your bills on time. But I've got a way you can make your payments even on timer. Each month, set up not one, but two evenly spaced automatic payments so that your credit balance is always as low as possible. You're not going to pay more. You're just paying the same amount in two smaller hits to keep the card's overall balance low. This guarantees that whenever the credit bureaus check in on how much credit you're using, they're going to see you using an almost ridiculously low amount of your credit limit. The bureaus like this, and they bump up your credit score. So set that extra auto payment up each month, and let's give your credit score a boost. Okay, folks, that was your Work Money Minute. Go to workmoney.org for more tips or text MONEY to 88285. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Your forecast for you and your community. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv, that's T-H-O-M.tv, to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv, tag, you're it.
Standing at the edge of a rocky shore, you breathe in the cool, salty air, watching the sun disappear on the horizon. Across the globe, Someone begins their day along a sandy beach, listening to the rhythm of the crashing waves. You each envision a world beneath the water, vibrant life in every imaginable form. Now, imagine it's all gone. What was once a place of wonder and beauty is now a dull, lifeless wasteland. Food, jobs, medicine, all gifts from the ocean, all gone. Time is running out to protect our oceans. And without our love, everything the oceans provide can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our oceans. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy, Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients that your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Plus, get a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. 51 minutes past the hour. Tim in Mattawan, Michigan. Hey, Tim, what's on your mind today?
I'll be brief. You were talking about electric vehicles. Mm-hmm. The cord should go with the car so that you could have more than just two at every charging station until they get around to making replaceable batteries so you could get a refill faster than a fill-up.
You know,
tell me that these guys haven't thought of this. You know, they know this. They're just pumping us for every dime they can get.
Right. What, Sean, what's the name of that town on the river about an hour east of here that's Hood River? Thank you. Yeah, Tim, over the weekend, Louise and I took our Hyundai Ioniq 5 to Hood River. It's about an 80-mile drive, all told, for lunch. There's a restaurant there that we really like, and it's just a beautiful place. You know, it's up on the hill, and it overlooks the Columbia River and everything. And it was just a nice day. And we didn't have enough electricity to make it home, so we stopped at Walmart, where Electrify America has these charging stations. It took 9 minutes to charge my car from 40% all the way up to 80%, which was, you know, over 200 miles of range, more than enough to get me home. 7 or 8 minutes. It took less than... The Hyundai is one of two or three cars made on 800-volt frames, so you can charge the entire car with these high-speed chargers in 10 or 15 minutes, whereas most of the other electric cars are built on 400 or 200-volt frames, so it takes an hour or 2 hours to charge them. But we're there, Tim. I mean, you know, some of these cars, like the one I've got, the Hyundai, it's no different than buying gas, except for the fact that with Hyundai, for 2 years, you get free electricity at Electrify America all over the country. So I didn't pay a penny for that electricity. Had I paid for it, and it gave me more than 100 miles of additional range, it would have cost me $3 or $5 or something like that. I have to go back and look, but it wasn't much. So, does that help?
Until you go out in the rural areas where there is nothing to charge you.
Yeah, well, that's the problem. Although there's 3,000 Walmarts now, and all of them are installing these Electrify America things, and there's a lot of those in rural areas. So, you know, step by step, we'll get there. We'll get there. Tim, thanks for the call. Russ in White Plains, New York. Hey, Russ, what's up?
Hi, Tom. You know, I am one of those lifetime Democrats, since 18 years old, 1974. And I disagree with your caller, Pearson, but that's the kind of smug monolithic thinking is why Trump won, because there are disagreements among Democrats. I just like to say, like Tim, he kind of stole my thunder. Cars, electric cars can be made for $5,000. They're just golf carts with bigger wheels. China has showed this. You know, government subsidies made Musk rich. But I appreciate your comments about Gaza. I would like to ask you, you know, Naomi Klein had a great speech at a Passover for Peace. She said Zionism is a false idol. I hope everybody can get a chance to listen to that. I want to ask you, do you think AIPAC should register as a foreign agent? And, you know, one thing you said, you read some Karl Marx, or actually it was Chris Hedges. It was very interesting. And the end stage capitalism is characterized by the threat of debt expansion. And that's all that Steve Bannon talks about, the aging population, which is shifting the debt burden to their grandchildren. So, you know, Tom, I appreciate that you let people call who disagree. And I'm a lifetime Democrat.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks very much.
Yeah, thank you, Russ. The aging population is also shifting mind-boggling amounts of money to the generation coming up. I mean, it's trillions of dollars are moving out of boomers into Gen X's and millennials as we speak, as boomers can knock off. Stefan in Mentor, Ohio. Hey, Stefan, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Nice talking with you today. I came across some information that's telling me that the SEC, the Stock Exchange
Commission, yeah.
Yes, is now looking into the Cayman Islands, because that's where the Truth Social company, Trump's media thing, is being funded by the Saudis via Jared Kushner. So Jared Kushner's investment company is funding this Truth Social so that they can up their price.
Wouldn't surprise me. I mean, I haven't read anything specifically about that. I do believe that when Elon Musk bought Twitter, some of the money that he bought it with was from the Saudis. The Saudis used to own 7% of Fox News too. I mean, they're major players around the world. They've got, you know, more money than God. But yes. You know, whether they are funding Truth Social, I have not seen any evidence of that stuff.
Right. But. And further then, so they're looking into that, and I'm sure that, you know, the fact that they are looking into it means there's something going on there.
Maybe not. I mean, sometimes you have smoke and there's no fire. But, you know, I hope you're right that they are looking into it. It'd be fascinating to see what they learn. Thanks for being with us today. And thanks, Stefan, for the call. Thank you for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the people around you. Catch up with you.
Been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
My experience with Superbeats Healthy Heart Chews is that they are powerful for healthy blood pressure. You know, they feature grapeseed extract, beetroot powder, and CoQ10. I feel like I'm doing something very good for my blood pressure and heart health every day when I take them. Plus, with no pills to swallow, they taste wonderful. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the grapeseed extract in Superbeats is clinically shown to be nearly 2 times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. New Superbeats Heart Chews Advanced supports healthy CoQ10 levels as well, an important nutrient for heart health. Find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles of new Superbeats Heart Chews Advanced and save 15% for a limited time only by going to superbeatsradio.com and using the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's superbeatsradio.com, promo code TOM. superbeatsradio.com, promo code TOM.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK. The Maggie Dawn Show.
On my next show, the celebration of Earth Week continues. I'm going to be joined by Carrie Schumann, Executive Director of Wisconsin Conservation Voters. Don't miss it.
Weekdays 2 till 4 p.m.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot. Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever they'd be like the red alert. The,
right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Lean left. Straight. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. After Republicans blocked two previous attempts,